Pope Benedict XVI marked the Feast of Our Lord's Ascension Sunday with an appeal for Christians to put Christ first.
From the heights of this mountain, we contemplate with joy our recent ascended Lord, who has taken his seat in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Where he is gone, we hope to follow.
Echoing the words of Saint Benedict, the Holy Father paid homage to the founder of Western monasticism and patron saint of Europe during a mass celebrated in the town of Cassino, southern Italy, beneath the shadow of the birthplace of Benedictine monasticism, the Abbey of Monte Cassino, from where he said, Saint Benedict's rule still resounds for all believers today.
Nel 65° anniversario della distruzione e ricostruzione dell'abbazia di Monte Cassino e della città di Cassino.
Four times destroyed, four times rebuilt. The Pope was there Sunday to mark the 65th anniversary of the abbey and surrounding town's rebirth from the rubble of the Second World War.
In this place, where so many lost their lives in the battles that were fought during the Second World War, we pray especially for the souls of the fallen, commending them to God's infinite mercy, and we pray for an end to the wars that continue to afflict our world.
Over 20,000 people withstood searing temperatures to celebrate Ascension Sunday with Pope Benedict, and in his homily he told them that the feast calls on us all to renew our faith in the presence of Christ, and that without him we can do nothing of use in our life.
In altri termini, la sua ascensione non ne comportava la temporanea assenza dal mondo.
The Church, he added, was not born and does not exist to mourn the absence of the Lord. Rather, it finds the very meaning of its being and mission in the invisible presence of Jesus, who works through the power of his Spirit. The duty to proclaim Christ's love, concluded the Pope in his homily, urges us to follow the motto Ora et Labora et Legge, prayer, work, and culture. Regarding the world of work, Pope Benedict XVI had a strong message for all those who are listening.
Esprimo la mia solidarietà a quanti vivono in una precarietà preoccupante.
I know how critical the situation currently is for many factory workers, he said. I express my solidarity with all those who live a worrying situation of instability, to those workers in redundancy or those who have even been fired. May the wound of unemployment, continued Pope Benedict, that afflicts this territory urge public authorities, industrialists and all those who have the responsibility to search for valid solutions to the employment crisis by creating new jobs that safeguard the many families which have been affected. And regarding families, Pope Benedict XVI also added that we must not overlook that the family needs better protection because, he said, the very roots of its institution are being insidiously undermined. He said he was thinking in particular of the young couples who are still struggling to find a dignified working situation that will allow them to create a family. To them, Pope Benedict said, I want to say, do not be discouraged, my dear friends. The Church will not abandon you.
La Chiesa non vi abbandona. Regina Celi, letare, alleluia.
At the end of Mass from the square which from now on will bear his name, Pope Benedict also drew attention to another important anniversary marked on May 24th, when from the land of Saint Benedict he launched a message for the Church in China.
Si celebra la giornata di preghiera per la Chiesa in Cina.
Today, May 24th, is the liturgical memory of Our Lady Help of Christians, who is venerated with great devotion in the sanctuary of Shesan, Shanghai, and when the Universal Church also celebrates a World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. My thoughts, said Pope Benedict, go to all the people of China, but in particular the Catholics there. He then urged them to renew their communion of faith in Christ and fidelity to the successor of Saint Peter.
La nostra comune preghiera ottenga un'effusione.
May our common prayer, he concluded, obtain a spreading of the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that unity between all Christians, the Catholicity and universality of the Church, be ever more visible and profound. Then, Pope Benedict raised his eyes to the abbey that dominates the view from every angle of the Valley of Cassino, a symbol of our constant call to heaven, and taking his leave of the faithful of the diocese, he took their prayers up the mountain to the tomb of Saint Benedict and the company of his monks.
May God pour out his blessings upon all of you and upon your loved ones at home.